Assimilation is one of the four ways that we can work on our connected speech. We're going to go through all four, but today we're just going to talk about assimilation. I'll give you an example of why connected speech changes over time and why English has done this. I'll give you an example. You are cooking, you're baking, and you know, when you stir in the flour, sometimes it gets everywhere. And so what do you need to do? You need to wear something to protect your clothing, right? Think of what that's called. I'll tell you, it's spelled A-P-R-O-N, right? And right now, we call it A-P-R-O-N, apron. But in the past, it was actually called napron. And it used to be a napron. Over time, a napron. Then we changed it. We changed kind of where that boundary lies between the words. And that's called rebracketing. We do that over time. Our ears kind of hear it, so we do it. And then sometimes it changes the words itself. There's a couple of other examples like that. But assimilation is one way that we've rebracketed words. And it's a very specific kind. So when I assimilate something, it's very specifically when one word ends with a specific sound, and then the next word begins with the same sound. So why do we care? Why do we care about assimilation? Well, first of all, if you can assimilate your words, one of these forms of connected speech, you're going to sound more natural. You're going to sound less like a robot. I'll give you some examples in a minute. Also, it's easier for your listeners to follow your flow because that's what they're used to. They're used to the words being smashed together in specific ways. They don't work as hard to capture your meaning. How do I do assimilation? How do I do that? Take a minute, and I want you to write down what you had for breakfast this morning. You should pause here and just write down what you had for breakfast this morning. If you don't eat breakfast in general, you can write what you had for lunch or something like that. But we want a nice long sentence so we can see if we can find an example of assimilation. Of the four ways to connect speech, assimilation is the easiest way to do it, but it's the rarest one that you're going to find. So it's not that common. So if your sample sentence doesn't have assimilation in it, don't worry, I've got some other examples for you. The end of one word, that last sound, by the way, not spelling, not talking about spelling because we have silent E's. The spelling in English is ridiculous sometimes. It doesn't really help us, but the last sound that we're making should be the first sound of the following words. I've got three examples. First one starts with an R. After riding. It ends with an R. The next one begins with an R. So instead of saying after riding, instead of releasing that R and doing another R, I'm going to assimilate the two R's and I'm going to say after riding. After riding. One R. Another example with an L. Call. That ends with an L. The next one is later. I'm going to call later. Call later. I'm going to call later. Now, you might know that one of those is what we call a dark L, and the other one is a regular L or a light L or a bright L, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't get so granular as to say, oh, well, you have to do a dark L or and then a light L, or you have to just do a dark L or just a light L. It really doesn't matter. You're assimilating, right? You're taking two things that are close enough and smashing them into one, basically. Or you can think of it as deleting one as well. So we have after writing, call later. The last example I'm going to do is an N. The first word is win, W-I-N. The next word is now, N-O-W. So instead of saying win now, I'm going to win now. That sounds very stilted. I'm going to say I'm going to win now. Yoo-hoo, I'm going to win now. I'm going to win the game. I'm going to win now. How many N's did you hear? Should be just one. So, okay, I hope that you have a nice sentence for your breakfast, about your breakfast. This is going to be mine. I'm going to say, I ate 2 eggs and bacon this morning with a cup of tea. Listen to my sentence again, and I'm going to say it a bit faster, and tell me where the assimilation is. I ate 2 eggs and bacon this morning with a cup of tea. So as I speak faster, can you pull out that assimilation? I ate 2 eggs and bacon this morning with a cup of tea. The assimilation there is in word number 2 and number 3. I ate 2. I ate 2 eggs, but I would never actually say it that way, right? I wouldn't really release that first T. And of course, if I'm thinking of the spelling, that E is actually silent. So I ate 2 eggs, I ate 2 eggs, I ate 2 eggs and bacon this morning with a cup of tea. So when I speak more quickly, when I speak more naturally, I'm going to get better connected speech. And one of those is assimilation. As we said, watch out for those silent E's. Watch out for some other things too. For the most part, the spelling in English, if it's a consonant, is pretty clear. If it ends in a consonant, it's going to be that same sound in the next word, usually. An S, you might know, at the end of a word in English very often is a Z sound. Z. So if I see one word that ends in an S and the next word begins with an S, it might not be the case where it's both a S sound. For example, I'm going to say the word kids, which is spelled with the letter S, but it's a Z sound, kids, and then sound. The kids sound noisy, for example. Zzz. That's not assimilation. I know they're both spelled with the letter S, but that's something we call blending. That's the fourth way that we connect our speech, and we're going to talk more about that later. The other thing to watch out for is the letter D and the letter T, because they have a lot of variations. For example, ED endings. ED endings can sound like T, they can sound like D, or they can sound like ID. And so if I have an ED ending that sounds like T, for example, walked, I walked to the store, ends in a T. The next one begins with a T. Walk to the store. I walk to the store. I'm assimilating that T sound. But what if I have walked, but then my next word is, let's say, da-da-da-da-da. I walked down the street. I can't assimilate that because even though the spelling is E-D and they say, oh, that ends in a D, the next one begins with a D, that still doesn't make it assimilation because it's not the same sound. So be very careful, especially with S's and Z's and T's and D's. Don't start trying this with vowels only because it's going to be a lot more complicated unless you're sure what that ending vowel sound is and you're sure that the next word begins with that same vowel sound. You might notice that I'm just choosing consonants here, and that's because it's easier as an example than vowels. Because as you probably know, when we write in English, we write only 5 vowels, but we actually have almost 30 different sounds that come out. And as we said, we're talking about the ending sound and the next sound, which is a beginning sound. The next time I talk to you, it's going to be about gliding. And gliding is when I have a vowel at the end and another vowel beginning the next one. But it doesn't have to be the same sound. It just has to be a vowel. Assimilation is going to help you connect your speech better. Watch and see if the end of a word has a sound that is the same sound as the beginning of the next word. And that's when you're going to assimilate. And if you want to keep mastering an American accent, make sure you subscribe and rate and review these podcasts. See you soon!